Good morning and welcome to prayers for your day. Today is Monday, October the 14th. As always, I give thanks to God for you, for what He is doing in your life and in the lives of your loved ones. I just want to make an announcement that for the next 2 weeks, this week and next week, I may not be on exactly from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. So if you are a person of habit, I want to do my best. I know tomorrow I won't be on during that time because I will actually be flying out during those hours to a conference. So tomorrow I may not be able to get on at all tomorrow, but please pray that as I travel, as my two colleagues travel with me, pray for traveling mercies. That we would reach our destination safely. However, the rest of the week, I will try to get on between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m., but know that I will be on sometime during the day. So I apologize in advance if that's going to throw you off a little bit. And then next week, I'll be back home in the city, and I will definitely be up between those times as my daughter will be getting on the bus and all that good stuff. But I just wanted to let you know, so if things seem like a little, where is she, what's going on, it's because tomorrow I will be traveling during this time, and then I'll be at a conference the rest of the week, so I'm going to do my best to make sure that I still am praying between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m. So today we're going to pray as the Holy Spirit leads for our week. And just that the Lord will strengthen you and encourage you on this week. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just lift you up on this morning. We give you thanks, honor, and glory, for you are God and God alone. Lord, we thank you for the many blessings you have bestowed upon us, oh God, how you watched over us, how you kept us, how you made ways out of no ways, oh God, how you've corrected us. At times we've needed correction, oh God, how you've led us, oh God, at times that we've gone astray. God, how you've been a good listener, oh God, when we just needed someone to listen to us, oh God, and how you've shown up the many of times in our lives right on time. For God, you've never been late. You've never been missing. You've been an on-time God, and you've always been there, and we thank you for that. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we go throughout this work week, oh God, like we've asked you many times before, we're asking again, oh God, that you would go before us, that you would be a light unto our feet, Heavenly Father, and a lamp unto our path, God. We ask that you would make every crooked pathway straight, that you would increase our levels of discernment, oh God, both naturally and spiritually when it comes to the things of God, when it comes to people who are to be in our lives, and when it comes to people, oh God, in which their season is up. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for loving us, for showing your loving kindness towards us day in and day out. We thank you, oh God, for your tender love, your tender mercy, your tender grace in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for just being who you are, Lord. We wouldn't be here without you. We couldn't make it without you. We couldn't breathe without you. We couldn't see without you, oh God. We can do nothing without you. So we thank you for that, oh God. God, right now, in the name of Jesus, God, as many of us begin our day, begin this work week, oh God, many of us question, oh God, if we are in the right place, if we are doing the right thing, if this is your will towards us where we are right now. Father God, many of us are seeking you for those answers. So God, I pray that you would answer, for you are the God who answers by fire. Lord, I pray that you would answer the questions that many of us are still asking, that many of us are still wondering, oh God. And God, if we've missed it, if you've already answered it, God, we pray that you would answer it again, that you would make it plain, that you would give us clarity, oh God, that you would open our eyes to see the things that maybe we don't yet want to see, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you would remove the blockage from our eyes, that you would remove the veil, oh God, so that we could see you in your fullness, so that we could see the answers in their fullness, oh God, that we would get clarity, oh God, and help us to accept, oh God, your answers, oh God, not to shy away from them, not to run from them, not to rebel from them, oh God, but your answers, oh God, for the questions that we've been asking. Some of us, oh God, have been asking, Heavenly Father, if you're going to do it for us like you said you would, oh God, help us on today, oh God, to keep pushing, to keep praying, to keep looking to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, until you make the answer clear, until you make the answer plain, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you on today. We pray a special blood covering over our children, oh God, over our grandchildren, over our nieces and nephews, oh God. Lord, we pray for the family in which the young woman was lost unjustly, oh God, as she was in her home by the police officer, oh God. We lift her family up to you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you would give them peace, Heavenly Father. Lord, we know that they don't understand. We don't even understand why the police officer felt the need to shoot to kill this young woman, oh God. But God, for whatever reason, hallelujah, whatever reason why you allowed it to happen, God, we don't understand it, but we pray right now for the family of the young woman. We pray right now for her nephew that witnessed this, oh God, that he would have peace of mind, oh God. We come against post-traumatic disorder, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We come against, oh God, anything that would make the family feel like it's their fault, God. We come against guilt, oh God, for the man who called to check on the neighbor, oh God. Lord, let him know that that what he did was right. He called those in authority, oh God, to come and look out to find out what was going on. He didn't know, oh God, what the end result would be. But God, we thank you that nothing catches you by surprise. You know, you knew, and you know, oh God, every day our end from our beginning. And Lord, right now we even lift up the police officers and all the first responders, oh God. We pray, oh God, that whatever feelings, the fear, God, that they harbor in their spirit, man, oh God, that you would free them of that, oh God, for you have not given any of us the spirit of fear, but of power and of sound mind. We pray that every first responder would have a sound mind to every situation that they encounter, every situation that they roll up on, every situation that they are called to, that they would have a sound mind, oh God, so they would know what to say, when to say, that they would know, oh God, when to respond and when to hold back now in the name of Jesus. So God, we lift up that family to you, the family, oh God, that lost their loved one. And we lift up the police officer, oh God, and all first responders on today, that you would give them a sound mind, sound judgment, wisdom, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you and we honor you. And this is our prayer for today. In Jesus' name, amen.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.